This is a short podcast. As February starts, this is the time when most of the goals, the New Year resolutions are kind of going to fall apart. Literally, there's data to back this up. I'll put that down below too. But here's, if you didn't reflect at the end of the year, or you're still kind of procrastinating, I know I did a bit too, and I was traveling a lot too, so it was much harder to do. But I could have done it, so we just adapt and try to do it now. These are 7 questions that you can ask yourself to quickly reflect. That's from a great podcast called On Purpose by Jay Shetty. He actually came out with a new book too, that's a side note, which might be pretty interesting. I'll make a video and a podcast on that. So, 7 questions you can ask yourself to kind of reflect on things. There's a book that's called The 10X Rule, where if you aim 10x whatever your goal is, even if you come short, you'll reach a level than higher if you just chose something that's twice as big. So even if you couldn't achieve that 10x growth, you will get to 8x, 5x, 3x, 7x. But if you only try to achieve just 2x and you don't hit it, then you're kind of missing out on the free gap that there is to gain that. So question number 1 is, what is the challenge that you overcame in 2022? To me, this kind of seems hard, but you can think about it. What was the hardest thing that you always thought about, wanted to do, but never took a chance? But it was last year where you finally was like, okay, I'm going to try this out, see how it goes. It felt weird to do it at first, but you were excited about the possibilities of what it could be. So literally take a minute or two. If you need more time, put a 5-minute timer. Put your favorite song on, put some instrumental music on. Light the candle you need. Get that coffee out, get your tea, whatever you need. But just pause and do this. This one time, it'll help. What's a surprise you dealt with? This can mean something that came out of unexpectedly. Could be good, could be bad, could be neutral, but it definitely did surprise you in the starting. This could mean you were planning to do one thing, but life turned out differently and surprisingly you found yourself on a different path. And you were not ready for it, but you embraced it. Number 3, what is something you bought this year that helps you a lot? For me, this year, I was traveling and I lost my Kindle and this really cool throat jacket that I got for like $5. Kind of sad about that now. But the Kindle was something that I lost, and it was those 2012 Kindle Amazon Fires that lasted for so long. So that was something that I bought the new one, and I was finally happy to get that because it's like the one thing that I used to read all the books on usually. And when I'm trying to get distracted or if I'm trying to be procrastinating, I'll get on the Kindle so I can just read some more. So it's productive procrastination in a way. Question 4. What's the best book, podcast, video, documentary, TV show you listen to? Is the stories that we keep in our minds? Kind of goes back to the episode we made on storytelling. Is what runs gives you your view of the world. It's all subjective to how you see it. Color green for you is not the exact same for somebody else. Yeah, that might seem like, what? But you know you've been taught that something is green, and somebody else has been taught that too, but there's still a variation in what they think is fully green versus what's your, in this example, green. It's like how online you have those hex codes that tells you what's the exact match for a color. Generally, you can tell something is a certain color, something looks a certain way, but in the details, everyone is unique in their own perception of things. Number 5, what are your blind spots for the next year? This one might be a tough one because it's hard to know your own blind spots. If you do, you're already a step ahead, but usually this is a good chance we can ask your friends, somebody who's really close to you, where they can tell you, or at least they might think, notice, oh, that's a good question. I don't know, let's think about it and come up at certain times, something they might have noticed, something you noticed, while just reflecting. It could be blind spots, that something that's really good that you do but you don't even know, so you can be more appreciative. And if it's something you do that's not as good, but you now can take more notice on how it's affecting someone else in a certain way. Not saying you should care what anyone else thinks, but if it's someone you care about and seeing maybe it's causing them to feel a certain way, what can you do about it? Moving on to the last two, almost there. What made you the happiest this year? And for this one, you can try to think of it not as what's the craziest thing you did here or the biggest thing, but what was something that gave you energy? What is the thing that you do that gives you energy? And that way you can think of what is something that gave you so much energy by just doing the thing. And the fast one is, who's one person you'd like to thank? But keep going on with life, and we kind of take for granted the people around us. And certain point times will come when they will be around us, move away, you don't see them as often, then we try to value them more. But it's the people that are around us, you gotta let them know that just them being there makes a difference and feels good to them, and you'll feel good too by just sharing that. You're just reflecting gratitude on both sides. A couple things to mention. I took this course on how to capture information that you're overloaded with and make use of it. This course called Building a Second Brain. And just finished the last cohort by the teacher who's taught it for like years, Tiago Forte. It's not going to be teaching anymore, but the community is still there. Honestly, I would recommend everyone take this because only more and more information is going to be coming on top of you. And I made an annual review template in Notion. If you want a more in-depth version that's free to have, I'll post the link. If you use that, and see where it goes. I hope you found this useful. Take a little bit of time. Think about it like you're a NASCAR driver in life. Going pretty fast. You want to go far. You want to go big. You want to win. But at times, you got to make that pit stop and let the crew, which is your team, your family, your friends, your mentor, coaches, whoever they are, yourself, reflecting, work on things, adjust some things, shift the gears, change the tires, whatever you need, fill the gas, and then go back on the track. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Hope to make more very soon.